Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. It was a very solemn day for many in Chicago as Officer Luis Huesco was laid to rest. Matt O'Shea, who is an alderman representing the 19th, is a strong supporter of firefighters, of first responders, of police officers. And I would imagine, Matt, you were at the funeral.
Yes, I was, Lisa.
I don't know how his family gets through, especially when we had played audio of him talking about a fellow police officer who was murdered. We went through Ella French. We have all of these issues in the city, but the fact that I almost feel like sometimes police officers are being targeted, and we now have a suspect, and they're actively trying to track this guy down, right?
Yes, there is a manhunt on. There was a warrant issued for Xavier L. Tate, Jr. There's a $100,000 reward. Anybody out there who might know anything should contact cpdtip.com. The FBI, the ATF are assisting detectives from the Chicago Police Department who've been working around the clock now for going on 10 days looking to find this individual and take him into custody.
And it was that individual's brother who was found in possession or found trying to discard the officer's revolver, correct?
I'm not certain the relationship between the individual who was taken into custody, but I do know that law enforcement is closing in. I believe there are people sharing information, and it's just a matter of time before Xavier Tate is brought to justice.
Good, good. All right, so Matt, is it true that the reason we knew that he had been fired upon was because of ShotSpotter?
Yes. The ShotSpotter notified authorities more than 4 minutes before there was a 911 call, which is just another example of how ShotSpotter is a valuable tool that our first responders need to get both police and medics responding to a situation in crisis.
And so you're all for ShotSpotter, and so are many of your fellow aldermen and alderwomen. Do you think the mayor is going to continue this campaign to eliminate it?
I don't think. He sounds like he's changing his mind. I disagree with that. Unfortunately, I don't have a vote on that. But I do strongly believe the mayor should reconsider. This is a valuable tool that our police department needs.
What do you think is going to happen this summer in the city? We're seeing these protests on college campuses, on university campuses. And, you know, you probably weren't around in 1968. I don't know your age, but the anti-war protests on universities then spilled over into what was the Democratic National Convention in 1968 in downtown Chicago. We've all seen that play out, the history of it and what happened. There are people that are worried that we're headed in that same direction this summer in Chicago.
Add me on that list, Lisa. I am very concerned with what we are looking at possibly happening here in our great city this summer. And it's extremely frustrating to know that there are some elected officials that promote that and associate with that. And that should be alarming to everybody.
So what is the city council doing? Like, how is every ward preparing? Or are you already working on a plan? What's happening?
I mean, certainly the Chicago Police Department, the city as a whole, and the Secret Service are working on a plan. But we just don't know what we're up against this summer. There are people coming here looking to wreak havoc. There are people coming here, I believe, who have thoughts of creating conflict. And, you know, this puts innocent people in danger. And it's alarming and frustrating, and it really angers me that elected officials take part and associate with this.
Are you calling out some of your fellow Alder people, or who are we talking about here?
I'm calling anybody out who associates with people that would look to bring harm to our city, that would look to put our first responders in harm's way. And there have been people who have been affiliated with some of these organizations, and I think more people need to speak out about this. You know, we're a city in crisis, and we've been a city in crisis when it comes to violence. And we are going to be showcased this summer here with the Democratic National Convention coming.
Okay, what about the Bears? I know you're a Bear fan. I know you had to be excited that we did land Caleb Williams like we knew we would, but now there's talk about the stadium. Are you on board? What do you think about that?
No, I completely disagree with this. You know, Lisa, if we've got money to spend on parks, come to my neighborhood and let's work on the aging infrastructure. I've got park houses that are over 100 years old. I've got park houses 60, 70, 80 years old. Let's invest in those. Let's invest in our crumbling public schools. I've got several that are 80, 90, 100 years old. I completely disagree with this. I believe this is dead on arrival. This is going nowhere. The Bears need to rethink what their proposal is, and certainly want to keep them in Chicago, but not with that plan. That's a non-starter.
Do you believe that it's only going to cost the city, do you believe their numbers, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask?
No, that's fuzzy math. It doesn't add up. And there are too many, you know, that press conference and the reporting of what happened there, that left more questions than before the press conference. It was dead on arrival.
Well, it'll be interesting because, you know, I don't think they're giving up yet, but certainly wanted to know your opinion. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, Lisa, and thanks for making it a point to talk about how Chicago police officer Luis Hesketh lived and not how he died. A true hero, someone we should be so proud to have a member of our Chicago Police Department. We should continue to honor him, honor his memory.
Yeah, and you know what? I never met him, but you could look at his picture, look at that smile, and know he was a nice guy. And then when we all watched the funeral, we saw how loved he was and the life that he lived. And you're right, we need to honor his life, and let's hopefully find that person responsible for his death.
Amen.
The news is next with Lauren Lapka. Thanks, Matt, on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.